الله أكبر.
The only reason we have killed this man today is because Muslims are dying daily by a British soldier. And this British soldier is one, is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You people will never be safe. Remove your governments, they don't care about you. Do you think David Cameron is going to get caught in the street? When we start busting our guns, do you think your politicians are going to die? No, it's going to be the average guy like you and your children. Amen. Allah's peace and blessings be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
There was a rapid response from emergency services. 59 people taken to hospital, dozens more treated at the scene. But inside the arena, the haunting sight of the dead and dying.
Good evening, everybody. Sad introduction today, but had to be done. We need to remember. Everybody, let me know if you can see and hear me. We should be broadcasting live onto Purged TV on the British Freedom Party channel. So I hope that is the case. I can see some of you in the chat, although my chat keeps freezing. But let me see who's in. Marty's at the top. Good man, Marty. Always in early. Nice to see you. Yes. I saw, well, actually, Marty, that's what prompted me. So I was just watching the Templar report before I scooted on over into Purge myself. And I saw that Jim Dowson played the video that we put out earlier today, paying tribute to the victims of the terrorist attacks that occurred on the same date in 2013 and 2017, today's day. And yeah, and then I saw you posted in about Tommy Robinson. So I'll just say hello to everyone and then we'll just cover that because it's actually outrageous. And I don't really need to add to what Jim said, but I'm just going to reiterate that anyone who is still supporting these people, like this is the true face of these people. Like when the mask slips, and it does, it always does with these people. They flip from one thing to another, right? One minute they're pro-LGBT, the next minute they're pro-Israel, the next minute they're pro-Ukraine, then they're pro-Putin. They are so inconsistent, so inconsistent. And that's how you can spot a grifter and a fake and a phony. It's because they'll just flip-flop from whatever the latest thing. And we've all got this joke, right? There's a recurring theme at the moment in all the memes that are online. Everybody's having a joke about how the latest thing is what the liberals and the wokies and the sheeple will go for, right? They'll wait for the latest thing that they're told that they have to be afraid of or that they have to follow or they have to support. And then they will follow orders like good sheeple. And we mock these people online. Like there are memes floating about. I share them. You share them. I'm sure floating about these people that are just waiting for the new thing that they're told to adhere to. That is exactly what happens with these state operatives, these people that are being funded. And it's so, so obvious. And it's been so obvious for so many years. And thankfully now, like people are starting to see it. But like Jim touched on this on the Templar report earlier, and I thought I'd just show you again. But you know, like, you don't want to be vindicated on issues like this because you want the country to have decent right-wing talking heads or leaders or whatever, right? That's what you want. But every single one of them are just hoaxes. They're just scams and they're just frauds and they're just robbing bastards, for want of a better word. That's what they are. I went to jail for saying that word, by the way. I called a gang of Muslim rapists, right? That four words got me jailed. There were a gang of men and they raped a child. So she went into their pizza shop, she went into their fast food shop and said she was lost, she wanted directions. Instead of giving her directions home, they kidnapped her and gang raped her. Four times each. And I called them dirty Muslim raping bastards. Now, this is the whole argument of objective versus subjective, but two of those words were fact, right? They were Muslims and they were rapists. So technically, I got jailed for calling four gang rapists dirty bastards. Anyway, as you've noticed, hasn't stopped me from using that language, and it won't stop me. None of it will stop me. You won't see me waver or flit or flip-flop on any of these issues. You'll never see it, ever. But look out for these phonies. Anyway, who else have we got? Angela, God bless you. My dear sister in Christ, welcome to the show. And Wes, greetings in Christ to you, Wes. Good to see you in, as always. And Charles, hello, Charles. Good to see you in. And Merv says, we thank our scumbag politicians since World War II for what has happened to our country. Yeah, absolutely. It is the government that have allowed this. They've got the blood of innocents on our hands. And listen, like, I put a post up earlier just to remind people, because this went, and I might actually post this, send this out and blast it out to people on our mailing list later, just to remind everybody that, for example, the second terrorist attack that happened on this date, now, that's not the second ever, but the second major terrorist attack to happen on this date in the United Kingdom, because you have to bear in mind, right, we talk about terrorism, Islamic terrorism, terrorist attacks, you have to bear in mind, these are a daily occurrence throughout the world. They might not be a daily occurrence in the United Kingdom or in the West, although I would certainly say that throughout the West they are attempted on almost a daily basis, and I can say that with certainty. If you look at the information that's even been put out by our security services, and of course they hold back everything they need to, they only release what they absolutely have to release, the relentless attempts of these people to harm, maim, kill our people is scary beyond belief, right? Scary beyond belief. And the security services in this country would only release what they absolutely have to. They wouldn't release anything further than that. So, but we have to bear in mind that our brothers and sisters in Christ, wherever they may be, perhaps not in the West, but in the Middle East, in Africa, and people might say, oh, Jada Frenson, the big racist, is talking about Africans. Yeah. People in Africa, Christians in Africa, are being slaughtered at genocidal rates. Christians throughout the world are being slaughtered at genocidal rates. Christians in Africa, Christians in the Middle East. Do I want these people in my country? No, I don't. Do I want them being genocided by Islamists? No, I don't. There's a balance, people. And the world leaders, if this was any other group of people, if this were Jews or if it were Muslims being slain at the hands of Christians, they would have something to say about it. They would have something to say about it. But because it's the other way around, everybody's quiet. So I just want everybody to be reminded of the fact that the piece of vermin, scum, Salman Abedi, who committed the second of the major terrorist attacks on the 22nd of May, this one was in 2017 at Manchester Arena, where he walked in with a suicide bomb and detonated it into a crowd of children. He picked an Ariana Grande concert, right? Now, I don't listen to that music. Yeah, I don't listen to that business. But I think most of us, because of that, certainly that's because of that, I know who she is. And I've heard some of her songs. I would confidently say, even though I think a lot of it's probably inappropriate, but these days pretty much everything is, I would confidently say that her target audience would be kind of like teeny bopper. They knew what they were doing. Salman Abedi and his brother, who's on the run now, they knew what they were doing. They knew that they were targeting. He knew when he walked into that crowd of children, that was his target. British children at a pop concert. And people want to talk about forgiveness and all the rest of it. Lee Rigby's mother just a couple of days ago, spoke to ITV. She gave an interview and she said that she will never forgive the killers. She will never forgive Lee's killers. And I don't blame her. You know, people want to bash Christians over the head and say, you're supposed to forgive. No, no. Listen, none of us are saints, right? None of us are saints. Yes, wouldn't it be marvellous if we could all find it in our hearts to forgive? And I've seen some remarkable characters. I have seen some truly remarkable characters. I've seen a lot of women in the black community, right, in Britain, whose sons have been murdered, black sons have been murdered by other black boys. And I watched a remarkable interview once with this woman and her son had been murdered, black son murdered by another black son of another black woman. And she said that Jesus gave her the strength to forgive him and that she wanted only what was best for him because her son was gone. And I thought, wow, wow. You know, look, I take my faith very seriously, but none of us are saints. And frankly, I can honestly say, and God forgive me, but I can honestly say that I personally could never, ever muster the strength to forgive the monsters that decapitated one of our Queen's soldiers that killed Lee Rigby on the streets of London, on the streets of Woolwich in London, England. I couldn't do it. And so when Lee Rigby's mum came on camera and said that she is never, ever going to be able to forgive them, I get it. I get it. It's just so hideous. And that's why I played that video for you right at the start, because that's what today needs to be about. We need to remember these victims of terrorist attacks. Salman Abedi was the one that committed the atrocity in Manchester Arena. He was known to MI5. Twice he had been alerted to MI5. Twice. Two opportunities they had. Well, listen, no. Twice he'd been alerted to them. Every single day, every single minute, every single second thereafter, they had an opportunity to make sure that he didn't kill anyone. What did they do? Nothing. What happened? 22 people dead in Manchester Arena, including children. 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 14-year-olds. That's what the security services are prioritising in this country because we are so hell-bent on appeasing these minorities. Enoch Powell hit the nail on the head when he said that the black man will have a whip hand over the white man. Now, he was quoting one of his constituents, but they were absolutely right. And he was right to repeat it. Because, and look, listen, doesn't matter whether it's black, Asian. The point is, the non-Indigenous people of this country have the whip hand over the Indigenous people of this country to the extent that our own security services, our police forces, our social services, they will not expose and confront these issues. They would rather paper over the cracks and hope that it goes away. We saw it with the grooming gangs in Rotherham and Telford and Rochdale and Oldham, everywhere, all over the United Kingdom, we saw it. We've seen it with countless terrorist attacks that could have been prevented if only the police and the security services had acted on the information they had instead of pussyfooting around these people. Why are they here? Why are they here? Imagine these people are in our country. Our security services find out that they want to do us harm, that they are members and supporters of a terror faction like ISIS or Al-Qaeda. And what do? We say, oh, well, we can't breach their rights. We'll just watch them as much as we can and hope that they don't slip through the net. But occasionally they do, and occasionally they will get away with it, and occasionally they'll walk into Manchester Arena and detonate a bomb and kill innocent children at a pop concert. It sickens me to my core, the state that this country has been allowed to get into, and it's only going to get worse, people. Listen, I'm not here to just bum everyone out on a Monday, but we need to get real. It's only going to get worse. There's no one, you know, look, there's no one way of summing all of this up because there are a number of different factors. But the main issue that we have really boils down to demographics. That's the main issue that we have. But as a side note of that, you know, not enough young men, we also have the cultural Marxism that's been sweeping through the nation. And to a large part, that whole agenda has taken hold of even these talking heads that pertain to be white right wing or like right wing leaders like Tommy Robinson peddle this bullshit narrative about, oh, I don't mind multiculturalism. This is what listen to the videos of this man standing there. I don't mind multiculturalism, bruv. I've got lots of Muslim friends, bruv. I date Muslims, bruv. Who are we dealing with here? Is this your savior of the right wing? I'm gonna play you the video. that Jim played earlier. I sent it over. I saw it on Telegram and Twitter, actually. So it's doing the rounds. I saw it and I thought, is this actually real? I sent it over to our techie guy when Marty raised it on Jim's show. Just listen to the state of this. And this is why I don't make no bones about calling people out. Because everybody says, oh, Unity, Jada, Unity. Unity can take a running jump. Unity with these scumbags, they can jump off a cliff. These people have been at it for too long. They've been fleecing people for too long. Scared, decent, indigenous Brits that are just worried about the future of their children. These people are taking the hand out of them. Taking the hand out of them. Taking their money, feeding them lies. And then every now and then, the mask slips. And you hear the true character of these people. So here we go. Here's a little clip for you.
At least I have respect for them. You don't leave Nicky's killer. At least I have respect for them.
Why do you have respect for them?
I have respect for them. What's that?
Why do you have respect for leaving me?
At least I have respect for them. You don't leave Nicky's killer. At least I have respect for them.
Why do you have respect for them?
I have respect for them. What's that?
Why do you have respect for leaving Miss Killer? Are you flipping mad?
No, he's not a coward, he's not a bitch like you.
Lee's killers Michael Adebolajo and Michael Adebowale were both handed life sentences following the murder in 2013.
I just don't want anybody to go through the grief we've been through, you know, with what happened, what they did to Lee, and I will never forgive them, ever.
At least I have respect for them. You don't leave Nicky's killer. At least I have respect for them.
I saw that video just before we came live, like literally about 20 minutes before we came live. The absolute state of the right wing in this country, if that is their pin-up boy. And I don't care who I offend. I don't care. Because see, when people make statements like that, you see their true colours, yeah? And look, I don't even want to hear a single solitary soul say, context, 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 nah. There are no circumstances, not one, not two, not three, not half, that would justify a so-called British nationalist, British patriot, saying that they've got respect for the men that decapitated Lee Rigby. None whatsoever. Because they weren't cowards and bitches. That's what Tommy Robinson reckons. Let me tell you something. They were cowards and bitches. Do you know what they did? They drove a car at a young man. Lee Rigby was a young man. Just going about his day-to-day life. Serving his country. They targeted him when he was on his own. They drove their car at him. Blood strewn all over the streets. Then, when he was incapacitated, when they'd driven their car into him to be sure that he couldn't fight back, then they decapitated him. They cut his throat. They nearly took his head off on the streets of London. He lay on the streets, bleeding, dying, in the arms of a stranger who went and comforted him as he lay dying. You got respect for them. You got respect for those pieces of shit. And you want to say that they're not bitches and they're not cowards. They're not bitches and cowards. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I mean, it just beggars belief. It really beggars belief. And that, ladies and gents, is being hailed some kind of right-wing hero in this country. Well, very good reason why I always say, keep me out of that little unity bubble. Yeah, because you see a lot of these people all teaming up. You've got the likes of Tommy Robinson and Paul Golden and Mark Collett. There's a lot of homoerotica going on here, I'm sure. All of them as well, you'll notice, are all salivating over Tate, Andrew Tate. Quite possibly the most dangerous individual. And I don't want to give him any props because he's a little prick, yeah? But quite possibly the most dangerous individual in terms of influence on the West. Because he's got such a huge following and he's churning out incels. I saw him on social media. You know what he's doing at the moment on social media? He is posing in photographs where he has superimposed a cartoon. I don't even know what these things are called. Like a cartoon girl in a little skirt. Incel behavior. He's a Muslim, by the way. You'll see regularly Tommy Robinson on camera saying how much he adores him, calls him top G. He's not a top G. He's vermin. He's an oxygen thief. That's what he is. And he's creating incels by the dozen, right? Posting up stupid posts on social media about how he's the most powerful man in the world and he's got all these cars and he's got all this money. Bruv, no one cares. No one cares. What we care about are the allegations that you've kidnapped and abused women. That's what we care about. I don't care about his cars. I don't care about his... It's the same way you see these people bragging. It was exactly the same way that Tommy came out of jail and was bragging about all the stuff they'd been able to buy because they locked him up. Because of people giving donations to him to buy stuff. I don't care where you want to send your money, right? Frankly, I don't. I'm past caring. If people want to give their money to these grifters and these liars and these fakes, do it. I don't care. I saw a guy the other day, right? He was doing some filming. This is just brilliant. He's doing some filming. He says he's a right winger. He's doing some filming. And he says, oh, if you could send... He was saying, if you could send him a donation so that he can buy some weed. Yeah. Yeah. Listen. I hate drugs, right? I don't care. There are people watching that might like drugs. I hate them. And I think if people are honest, we all like stuff that isn't good for us. So we've all got to be honest about this. I like a drink. Drinking isn't good for you. Yeah. Drinking in moderation is fine. But we're all guilty. Those of us who drink, most of us who drink, are guilty of going too far at some point in our life. Yeah. So we need to be honest about what's good for us and what isn't. There are people out there that like weed. They like smoking weed. They like taking drugs. So they won't. They'll stay very silent when I talk about drugs. They're like, I don't want to say anything because actually I like smoking a spliff. But I think actually if people are honest, even if you do like smoking weed, if you do like smoking drugs and you think that it's harmless, there is absolutely no way that anybody can argue that there isn't a direct correlation with people taking these soft drugs and then moving on to harder drugs. I know this firsthand. I know this. I grew up in Southeast London. There was a rough area, rough people, rough circumstances. Found myself in the wrong crowd many, many occasions. All I'm saying is if someone's going to openly promote the fact that the money you're giving them is feeding their drug habit, whether it's a Class C drug or a Class A drug or whatever it is, it's not really what you want to be funding, is it? You know? It's not really what you want to be funding. But so degenerate have we become in the West that that actually is an acceptable thing for people to say. It's that, like, anything goes in the West because everything is so screwed up. And you know why? Because they took Christian values out of everything. They took Christian values out of the media. They took it out of the education system. They took it out of the population in general. And when you take the Christian values away, you're just left with people that serve themselves. They don't have a moral compass. They're just serving themselves and whatever suits them. And so I'm going to show you now, moving on from certain oxygen thieves, let's move on to another one. I showed you this guy last week. I guess this is going to get you angry. I showed you this guy last week, little piece of trash that was running into people's houses. I'll just remind you. This is what I showed you. I showed you this on Friday. Take a look.
Get into random houses. Let's go.
James?
Yeah.
Come to the front door right now, please.
James?
Yeah. James?
Hi. You man, come.
Hello, James.
We need to speak to James.
James?
Hi.
Hi. Is that James?
Is this where the study group is?
No.
What door number is this?
No.
Study group.
Come on. Come on, just be a one.
Well, this is not where the study group is.
I've got kids, man.
Oh, you got kids? Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, I thought this was the study group. I actually thought. Yeah, and this is the study group.
No. Total scum, right? I showed you that guy on Friday. Wow. Things have developed somewhat. And I've got a few more clips to show you. The reason I'm showing you this is not to give this little oxygen thief any more stardom because he thinks that he's a real somebody. I'm going to say something now, and again, God forgive me, but I'm going to be honest. I don't remember ever wishing, having so much ill... I don't want to say hatred, right? Because I don't hate him. I don't hate him. But I have a lot of ill will for this guy. I don't think I've ever wished so much harm. I mean, when I say harm, I want this man, this boy. And let's not get carried away by the fact that he looks young. Yeah? He's old enough to be classed as a man. He might look like a little baby, and he's acting like a little baby, but he's old enough to be classed as a man. He's old enough to vote. He's old enough to drive. He's old enough to work full time. He's old enough to drink. He's old enough to smoke. He's old enough to father children. And this is what he's doing. I seriously want this man humbled. I seriously want him humbled. I don't think I've ever had so much ill will for another human being seeing all these clips. And you're going to see why. And as I say, that's not a very nice... I don't want to feel like that about people in my country, right? Because there's always this like conflict. As a Christian, there's always this conflict. When I see things like this and they really anger me and I think, you know, this is invoking some feelings that I shouldn't really be having. But we've been put in the position where we have to live among these people. We shouldn't have to live among these people. That's it. That's the crux of it. I shouldn't, you shouldn't, our kids shouldn't, our godchildren, our grandchildren, none of us. We shouldn't have to live with these people. These people should not be in our midst. And I'm going to show you some more clips of him now, right? Let me show you what he's been up to. So that was what we showed you that one last week. That was a house that he'd gone into. We showed you on Friday. Here's another one. I want you to just imagine for a minute as he walks into this house and the camera pans round to that tiny little girl. I want you to imagine how petrified that little baby would have been to see two unknown, unidentified black men stood in her living room. This is unacceptable, unacceptable behaviour. And this country is weak. The establishment in this country is weak for not dealing with these people. And this is why I said on Friday, and I'll say it again, we should never have given up our guns. We should be allowed to defend ourselves in our home. And if scumbags like that want to walk in, I don't care if it's for a prank. We should be allowed to shoot them. Here we go.
Walking into random houses. Walking into random houses.
See the little baby there? People don't think about their actions. I remember talking to someone years ago, right? And her son was a burglar. Nice people. And I remember, actually, what happened was there was a guy in America. This was years ago. It was like 2016, 17. There was a guy in America, a black guy, that had been shot by police. They pulled him over. They asked him to identify himself. He didn't. I can't remember his name. Big high-profile case that happened. Pulled him over, asked him to identify himself, and he didn't. And then he looked like he was reaching, so they shot him. Shot him bang dead. Anyway, it turned out that he had a rap sheet as long as your arm. George Floyd type character, right? One of them ones. Obviously, the black community were hailing him as some sort of hero even back then. And I remember there was somebody here in the UK and their son was a burglar. Nice. And they were saying, they said about, oh, you know, it's terrible that the police shot that black man. I said, well, he used to rob people. He used to go into people's houses and rob them. And her response was, yeah, well, my son has done that. Yes! I think that all of these people, let me make this very clear. I can't say this any more clear than I'm going to. Anyone who walks into another person's house to steal their belongings deserves to be shot dead. Yeah? Just unfortunately in this country, we don't have guns anymore. But in the US, different story. Anyone who does that deserves to be shot dead. I don't care whether you're there to steal something small, something higher value. I don't care. I don't care even if you don't steal anything. Because it's the little children stood at the top of the stairs. Or in this instance, that little baby girl that was stood in her kitchen. Imagine if she had turned round. Do these little pricks that are running around London ever think about the consequences of their actions? Ever think about the trauma that these little pranks could leave on these children? That could be a traumatic experience, depending especially on how the parents react. The first video, you saw the little kid at the bottom of the stairs and the dad goes running up and says, listen, I've got kids. Because they don't know why these men are in their house. I'm going to show you a few more, and then I'm going to really let everyone have it. Here we go. Here's another one.
Ow.
Huh?
What are you doing?
What do you mean what am I doing?
Get out of my car.
This is my Uber.
No.
You just pulled in there. I've been waiting for time.
Out of the way. It's not an Uber. Get out of my car.
Why?
It's not an Uber, so get out of my car.
This is an Uber. I insist.
Get out of my car.
Why are you getting angry for?
Because it's not an Uber.
Why are you getting angry for? Do you want to get angry? Because we can get angry. Don't close the door. Don't close. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Just go now, mate.
Okay, so then what was the problem?
Because I'm not an Uber driver.
What? That's just my Uber!
Now, have you noticed? I want you to pay very close attention to the demographic of people that he's targeting. In case you hadn't noticed already. I don't think it's gone unnoticed. Yeah. Kelly says they'd be needing to ring an ambulance if that was our house. And Charles is breaking short. Absolutely. But I'm going to say something. I'm going to show you a few more. And then I'm going to let everybody just put their comments in and say what you like. You know, obviously within reason. Don't get yourself nicked. Because I'm sure that they'd love nothing more than to snitch and go, oh, they were saying this on Jada's show. You know, you've always got to be mindful that them, the lefties and the state that work with the lefties that go hand in hand, they would love nothing more than to catch us. You've got to be very careful. You know, I'm talking to you and saying that I feel that we should be able to defend ourselves in our homes. We should be allowed to be armed in our homes to defend our homes. But the very notion that we're not allowed to is so far away from where we are, actually. I'm going to show you shortly, right? I'm sitting here saying, in the United Kingdom, I believe we should be allowed to have weapons, arms to protect ourselves in our homes. So that if someone comes into our home, unidentified, unwelcome, uninvited, whatever the intention, we should be allowed to defend our family. If we fear that they're in danger, we should be allowed to shoot them. Many parts of America, people are allowed to do that. That's where I'm at. That's my position. In a while, I'm going to show you the position of the British state. Before I do, let me show you some more of his antics.
Sorry, what?
Do not die.
What?
Do not die, bro.
No.
What do you mean, do not die? Hey, yo, come here, fam. Hey, yo, do not die, bro. Do not die, bro. Hey, yo, do not die, bro. Do not die. It's just hair dye, bro. Hey, bro, it's just hair dye. Well, go on. Well, go on.
What?
Well, go on. Man, saw you from over there, fam. What are you looking at, fam?
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
Do not die.
What?
Do not die.
What are you talking about, man?
Do you want to die?
Leave me alone, man.
What do you mean? Ayo, come here. Ayo, come here. Hello. Hey, back it out. Back it out, bro.
Leave me alone.
Bro, why are you going into a shop for? Back it out, fam.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Back it out, bro.
Leave me alone.
Back it out, bro. It's just dye, bro. It's just hair. It's just hair dye, bro. It's just hair dye, bro. Look, the camera's right there, bro.
Don't get loud, G, when you see us walking off.
Because you can actually die. Are you actually?
Do you hear that bit at the end? What, now we've shown you why is he getting leery? You will die. These are direct threats. I don't care if these people are running around with a box of hair dye. I mean, I said earlier I don't hate them, but I think I do. I think I do. These are the scum of the earth. Scum of the earth. And like I said last week, I can guarantee you they come from fatherless homes. But here's the point I'm going to make. Because I've seen a lot of people on social media slamming the people that are victims in these videos. And I'm going to call them victims, right? I'm going to call them victims. There's another video I have to show you. I wonder if I have this. Let me see if I've got this. Because if none of that made you angry. Okay. Let me play you one more, right? Let me just get rid of this one. Hold on. Right, that was the first one. I'm going to play you one more of their victims. This is why I'm calling them victims. I'm calling them victims for a very specific reason. I know people have got a lot to say about it. Let me play you one more before I get stuck in. Okay? Watch this.
Hello.
Hi.
You got a nice dog?
Sorry?
You got a nice dog?
She's lovely. She's
a big gang. Whole lot of gangs. You're side. You're side. You're fine!
walk on the fucking dog. We are sad every single time.
That was an old lady sitting on a park bench, and that piece of filth went and ran away with her dog. So someone tell me, that aside, if that doesn't get you angry, I don't know what will. Because this is just blatant bullying. That's what this is. Yeah? He's picking a certain demographic, you'll notice. You'll notice that every single one of those victims were a certain demographic. I'm calling it victims for a reason, right? Because you know me, I'm the first person to say men should be men, right? Men should be men, they should be strong, they should stand up for themselves. And I've seen a lot of people on social media saying, why hasn't anyone chinned these guys? You know, why are people running away from these guys? I wouldn't run away. Really? Think about it. Think about this. That demographic, his age, his ethnicity, account for over 60% of murders in our capital. Over 60%. That is the largest demographic to carry knives. Knife crime in our capital is carried out. These are official statistics. I can show you this. Knife crime in our capital is carried out predominantly by men of that age and that ethnicity. So, and I'm the first person, I am always the first person to say, men, man up, and women, behave yourselves, right? Traditional values, traditional views, traditional ethics. I'm the first person. But I will say this, the guy who, he was climbing into the back of his car, the guy he was walking up to saying, do you want to die? Do you want to die? And the guys that were running away. You got to think to yourselves, what would you do in those circumstances? It's easy to... I probably would have run him over. If I'm honest, I probably would have run him over. And I think I would have been justified. Because I would have thought, he means me harm. If he got out of that car, I would have run him over or dragged him along. Right? If I'd been stood on the street and he'd have walked up to me and said, you know, these people don't know that this is a prank. They don't know that this is a prank. Yeah, Peter says he has no fear because he knows white people are unlikely to do anything to stop him. It's because people know, especially the demographic that he's picking on middle class white people, right? That's what he's picking on. Middle to upper class white people. That's who he's picking on. Exclusively. Yeah? So, we know, because of the media, because we've got eyeballs and we can see, we know from the stats, the official stats, that his demographic are the most common perpetrators of knife crime, violence, murder in the capital. So he's running around London terrorizing people, and then there's folk on social media saying, why isn't anyone doing anything? Because we can't do anything! Because these men that are standing there, some of them with nothing but a mobile phone in their hands, nothing else, right? One of the guys was in his shorts and a t-shirt out for a run. There's another guy there holding his dog. There's a little old lady, and she's got her dog off of the lead in the park because she thinks that her country is safe enough that she can walk her dog off of the lead without some little prick coming and picking it up and running away. That's what people believe in this country. That's what white people believe in this country. Rude awakening for everyone. You can't trust these people, and you don't know what they're going to do. Because if this young black man came up to you and said, do you want to die? Shall I pull it out? Shall I take it out? He's talking... What would you think he was talking about? Would you think he was talking about a box of hair dye? Would you think he's talking about a knife? And here lies the problem. I'm not suggesting that anybody should act recklessly, or I'm not suggesting that anybody should run. People need to do what they're comfortable doing. I would love to see this guy seriously humbled, right? But here lies the problem. We know that we're on the back foot here. These people he's picking very intentionally. He's not going up to anyone. He's not going up to any other little gangsters, little hood rats from his ends, asking them if they want to die. He'd have a knife through his heart. And he knows that. He knows it. Because it's his demographic that are doing that. Not middle-class white people in decent areas trying to get on with their lives, trying to unpack their shopping, trying to pick what meal to make for their children. That's what these people are doing in their own homes, and he's walking in. And everyone's saying, why this, why that? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because first and foremost, we know there's a strong possibility that he's armed, right? These people don't know it's a prank. There's a strong possibility that he's armed, and an even stronger possibility that if he's armed, he's going to kill them, because that's what that demographic are known for. And secondly, if they were to act, anyone that were to act against him would be held liable for any damage done to him. You're not allowed to defend yourself in this country. And this is how the police dealt with him, right? So they caught up with him the other day. And let me show you the utter state and snivelling wreck of pathetic examples that we have on the police force in this country. And listen, I'm not knocking this police officer per se, because he's just following orders. But this is how pathetic collectively the police force are in the UK. This is how the Met Police dealt with him after all of that. And I've just shown you, what, 4 or 5 examples. There are countless examples of him going up to people saying, do you want to die? Chasing people, going into people's homes, running off with old ladies' dogs. Countless. This is just a few examples. I couldn't show you all of them. I haven't got time. Destroying property. Haven't got time to show you all of them. This is how the police dealt with him when they caught up with him. Here we go.
On today's So your behaviour is having a detrimental effect of a certain or continuing nature on the quality of life of those in the locality, and the conduct is unreasonable. So summarise here what you've done below.
It's cold, damn!
11th of March 2023, came to the massage angel's business.
I'll read it out later,
come
just get to the sign.
I'll read it, I need to read it out.
You
understand it, yeah.
Hey, blood, let's dip it. Let's dip it.
Then at 4:46 in the afternoon, you went to the back class area near the sushi, pestered the staff. At 10 to 5, you went to the modern nails on the first floor, removed barriers, caused noise to the customers and the nail technician. 5 past 5, you went to the body shop, took down to your underwear, and utilised a sample cream for dramatic attention to yourself. Your voice is the Popeyes lovers, made your way behind the counter, film a video, trespassing, causing annoyance, stole food from the cooking area. At 8:40 in the evening, reached behind the counter, took 2 bags of food from the delivery collection area, and then returned to a group and distributed food. 24th of April, registered the staffing area, Starbucks inside Westfield, E20, causing nuisance to staff and affecting the running of the business, as 2 staff had to escort you from the premises after the incident trespass. So not to comply with the warning, change the warning.
Warning.
Don't enter Westfield Stratford City Shopping Centre E20. That's fine for the boundaries of Montfitchet Road, Westfield Avenue, Roundhouse Lane, and International Way. Moving up the map. Not to enter retail and food outlets as a trespasser. Not to engage in any behaviour which causes, which might cause harassment, alarm, distress, annoyance, or nuisance to any person. So do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry.
I just saw some of the comments. I saw that Peter said the police guy asked him, how are you? Are you okay? I know. I don't care if he's okay. No one should care if he's okay. He's been literally terrorising people. And you'll notice that the examples that copper was reading to him aren't the examples that I just gave you. This guy is literally running rampant in London, and I don't even want to give him, like, because he thinks that this is great, like, he's a celebrity, he's been putting videos up saying, yeah, man's going viral. You're a piece of shit. Sorry, my language is terrible this evening, but you are a piece of shit, mate. Seriously, I really hope you pick on the wrong person very, very soon. I really do. And it's not like me, you know, contrary to common belief, I know the left would paint us as all these hateful people, especially me, old Jada Francis, so hateful. I'm actually not. Like, I tend to like to see things being resolved amicably. I don't like gratuitous violence. You know, I'm not one of these people. I don't even really like, you know, you see certain videos on social media and there's like all these different violence. And I'm kind of like, oh, you know, sometimes some things need to be shown, right? Some things do need to be shown. But generally, like, I'm not one of these people that's really, like, hateful. But this guy really, I want to see him humbled. Because where does this end? You know, where does this end? Like, what if the old lady who he picked her dog up and ran away, what if she had a heart attack and died because that was her only companion? Like, these people make me so angry. So unbelievably angry. What if one of those children had gone into some sort of traumatic response to him walking into their house? You know, as it was, I saw another video of this guy. He went up to someone and said, he went up to him and said, do you want to die? Do you want to die? And the guy didn't know what to do. And he dropped his phone and it smashed into pieces on the floor. And then these little idiots went, oh, it's only a prank. Why don't you just leave people alone? Or why don't you pick on someone who might react to you and see how you get... I hope he does. I really do. Anyway, there was the police giving him a caution, just reading and saying, you're not allowed in this vicinity. And I saw... Perfect comment. I saw Jerry. Jerry said, pathetic woke police, but they arrest people for praying silently. Nail on the head, Jerry. That's exactly what they do. A woman in this country, in this very country, in the United Kingdom, was praying silently near an abortion clinic. Praying silently. And the police came up and said, what are you doing? She said, I'm praying silently. I'm praying to myself. In my head, no words, silently, they arrested her. Yet he gets read out a bit of paper and he's laughing. And they ask him, you all right? Are you all right? I don't care if he's all right. I hope he's not all right very, very soon. Chris said, offshore floating prisons. Yeah. Just get them away from us. Get them away from us. I'm going to close the show with something very controversial. It's been doing the rounds. I saw this years ago. You know, because I'm sick of people come to us, they say, oh, this is all about racism. Someone actually posted on social media earlier. We posted up a tribute to Lee Rigby this morning. 22nd of May, we posted up a tribute to Lee Rigby and we posted up a tribute to the victims of the Manchester Arena suicide bombing that took all those innocent lives. And some horrible, smelly lefty came along and said, don't you think that Christian jihadists, by the way, they don't exist, Christian jihadists are just as culpable as the men that cut Lee Rigby's head off? That's what these people are dealing with. That somehow, there is no such thing as a Christian jihadist, by the way. Jihad is a concept in the Quran, not in the Bible. But somehow they believe that, like, hardline Christians are just as culpable as the men that cut this man's head off on the street. No, Charles said the old lady that was praying was a white British lady. Yes, of course. Of course. Of course. If she rolled out a carpet and laid on the floor and prayed to Allah, it would be a very different story because they wouldn't have lifted her. They wouldn't. It's the double standards of the police in this country. But what do we do? What do we do? We know that if we take the law into our own hands, they'll come for us. But then meanwhile, people like this, scumbags like this, are just running riot in our country. Anyway, you don't even need to hear it from me, right? I'm always talking about how multiculturalism doesn't benefit us. Doesn't benefit us. I've said it for years and years and years. And the more this guy films himself running around like vermin, the more he's just proving what I've been saying for years. So keep filming yourself and putting it out there because you're just proving what I've said for years and many of us have said for years. Multiculturalism doesn't benefit us. Diversity is not our strength. Because frankly, the contribution from these people is zero. Zero. But the damage that they inflict on our society is immeasurable. So don't take it from me. Listen to it from this guy before I go.
Black people had Africa, that big old continent over there. They never built one boat that was seaworthy. Not one. There's not one monument in Africa, in all of Africa. I know you're talking about Egypt. Egypt is not Africa. There are no great cities that were built. Even before the first colonization of white people coming to the shores of Africa or the slave ships, black men built nothing. No sewer system. No houses above one level, and none of them made out of stone. All of them made out of grass and wood. Black men, before the white man ever got to Africa. The worst thing that could ever happen to South Africa was when they gave it to Nelson Mandela and black folk. That was a great nation. Now, notwithstanding apartheid was wrong, we all know it's wrong. I'm against it. There should have been some other resolution, though, than turning it over to Nelson Mandela. Disease, AIDS, and crime is running wild in Johannesburg. They're killing one another over there. They're died of sickness. The government has mismanaged. The people who ran the nation are now leaving the nation because black folk don't know how to run no nation. They don't know how, and we need to admit it. I know you don't like it, but you need to stop shucking and jiving. We got a problem. Nigeria produces oil every year, yet the children over there are hungry and pot-bellied and walking barefoot. We got a problem. You talk about the Hutus and the Tutsis. Look what's going on in Zimbabwe now with Mugabe. We got a problem, black folk. And forget about Zimbabwe and South Africa, Nigeria. Look at what y'all have done in Harlem. You can't even hold on to Harlem. We got a problem. Black folk don't understand the world. You can get mad with me all you want. You can say what you want, but you can't prove me wrong. Now, I'm not saying this because I hate black folk. I'm saying it because I love you enough to tell the truth. And the only person going to ever help us get out of the situation is going to be God. There's something wrong with the black man's mind. There's something wrong with his mind. He does not understand the world. He doesn't. I don't care if he learned medicine. He doesn't understand the world. He can't even hold on to Harlem. When he was here, he moved out. We got to talk to the Lord. People, we got to talk to God. And black women, Shirley Chisholm, Harriet Tubman, Coretta King, one of her boys. Yeah, okay, then we got a black president. But you black women, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all gonna let that white woman, what's wrong with you black women voting for Barack? Don't you understand? It should have been a black womb if you're gonna have a black president. What's wrong with you? Y'all ain't got no sense, you black women. Your men treat you like the dogs, like your dogs. They walk all over you. They make you pay the bills at home, and then the preachers pimp you in the churches and make you pay the bills. Y'all crazy black women buying these black men private jets, the tune of $50 million for a nigga to ride around in a private jet. And you talk about looking at our pastor. What's wrong with y'all women? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And what's wrong with a black man that would take that kind of money out of a poor neighborhood and buy himself a private jet? What's wrong with y'all niggas? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, black women? What's wrong with you voting for Barack Obama? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy. Black people, let me tell y'all something. If you don't ever hear me say preach again, they can kill me tomorrow. But let me tell you something. We're not going to ever get anywhere until we look into the mind of a black man. He doesn't think correctly. I don't care what he is. He can be a doctor. He can be an astrophysicist. The nigga ain't got no sense. You talk to him. You talk to a black man. He doesn't understand the world. He's never built anything. The most the black people have ever done, they did it here in America under white people's help. When they were in Africa, they didn't do nothing.
There you go, ladies and gents. Didn't come from me. Came from a black pastor talking about the problems in his own community. I'm never going to add anything. Just, you know, until people start looking inward and dealing with things, dealing with our own communities. That's why I always say, you know, we just need to distance ourselves from everybody. Form your own communities of decent people. Keep decent people around you and keep everybody out. Everybody else, keep them out, because you can't afford to let any of these people into your life. You can't afford to take the risk. You can't. There we go, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in this Monday. I hope you have a good start to the week, whatever it is you've got planned. Hard working, I'm sure, to pay all of our taxes to our government to send them to Ukraine. Proxy wars, all of that. Anyway, I hope you have a good start, whatever it is that you have planned for the week. I am back on Wednesday on the Templar Report on Purge TV, sorry, for the Templar Report. And that will be at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, God willing. And then I'm back with the BFP channel on Friday at 5 p.m. So try and join me for both if you can. I think it's Templar History on Wednesday, or it might be just Templar Ranting. And then Friday, goodness knows what it will be. We'll have to see what happens during the week. Everybody, God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you all on Wednesday or Friday. Okay.